There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 a ticket. Gator, I like to make sure that even if I'm not particularly stoked about a topic or something, it doesn't mean everybody isn't. Other people can be, so we'll bring it up. And you know how I feel about individual awards?
Correct.
Yes. And this is for people who are new to the show. Individual awards in team sports mean nothing to me as a sports fan unless my team is terrible. If my team is terrible and the only thing I have to root for is, and I'll give you an example that was applicable in my life, Tony Gwynn winning the batting championship, then that's what I ended up rooting for. As a Padre fan and a kid and some bad Padre teams, I would root for Tony Gwynn to win the batting championship.
Yeah, I'm the opposite. I love the individual awards. I want my players that, if they're deserving of it, to get them. And if they're not, then I don't really pay as much of attention. But, I want our guys to get rewarded.
Well,
I want Turk Skubal to win the Cy Young.
Let me put it to you like this. If it doesn't go our way and a player doesn't get their just due and in the eyes of the fans, I really don't get that worked up about it. If the team is good, if the team is bad, that's kind of what I'm reduced to. But we have a good team in Detroit with the Lions. And Pete Prisco did his midseason NFL All-Pro team. Now, I know you've seen this.
Yes.
Yep. And you've read it, is I guess my question. Or did you just send the link?
No, I looked at it.
Okay, gotcha. So I want everybody in their own mind to think about who would be. Now, the All-Pro is not like Pro Bowler. This is the best in the league at the position. So it's not like there's a bunch of running backs. There is a running back. It's not like there's a bunch of quarterbacks. There is a quarterback. Make sense? Everybody got it? So when you think about who would be on the NFL All-Pro team from the Detroit Lions. Now, others, like the runner-ups, it's put together by Pete Prisco of CBS Sports. There are runner-ups here. Okay, so
yep.
Again, I know that people care about this, so I'm gonna work my way through it here a little bit. At quarterback, think for yourself. Do you think Jared Goff should be first team All-Pro quarterback? And the answer is, he's not. Pete Prisco goes Lamar Jackson, and he says it was an easy choice.
Because it is an easy choice.
Goff was a runner-up, along with Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, and Jaden Daniels. Running back, do you think that Montgomery or Gibbs should be first-team All-Pro running back?
Probably not. Not first-team, no.
No.
And I would think, of the two, Gibbs probably would deserve more because he's got 200 more rushing yards.
Derrick Henry is named the first-team All-Pro
sure.
running back. Runner-up, just one, Saquon Barkley. Wide receiver, do you think Amon-Ra St. Brown deserves to be, and they have three of them on this team. So this is where there is more than one. Three wide receivers on Pete Prisco's midseason All-Pro team. Do you think Amon-Ra St. Brown deserves to be on the midseason All-Pro team at wide receiver?
I do not. I think he's a great receiver. He's one of the best receivers in the game. However, the way that the first half of the season has gone, statistically, he would not fit into that category, even though he's incredibly important to this team.
The three receivers named to the midseason All-Pro team are Ja'Marr Chase, Justin Jefferson, and Terry McLaurin for the Commanders. And he writes, the top two were easy, Chase and Jefferson, former college teammates leading the group. The third choice was a tough one. I went McLaurin, who finally has a quarterback, and he's putting up impressive numbers. Do you think Amon-Ra gets in the runner-up category?
Well, I know.
Yes.
So
I'm asking, I guess, the audience to answer the question themselves. There are one, two, three, four, five. Five receivers in the runner-up category? And the answer is no. Amon-Ra does not get in the runner-up category.
He hasn't had that season he had last year where he was catching the ball eight times a game, or he was targeted 10 to 12 times a game and ripping off 100 yards a game as well. He's been great. He's been reliable. They've completed 30 straight passes to him, 30 targets, 30 catches. He's been amazing.
Yep.
However, it's not the volume that the other receivers in the league have had, so they're going to get more notice, and I understand it.
The other receivers are CeeDee Lamb, Brian Thomas Jr., Garrett Wilson, Drake London, and Chris Godwin. I wouldn't be surprised if Amon-Ra cracks this by the end of the year.
I won't be surprised.
But
that
he does not make it in midseason. Tight end, Sam LaPorta. I don't think anybody would argue LaPorta would be it. It was George Kittle's named first team All-Pro tight end. Brock Bowers and Travis Kelce runner-up.
Yeah, Kelce just had his season the other night.
Left tackle. We're not going to do this for everyone. Slow it way down, but because this one's rather obvious, it would not be Decker. It's Trent Williams, left guard, Quentin Nelson. The center position, do you think Frank Ragnow makes first team All-Pro center?
I've said I think he's one of the top three centers in the league, arguably the best center in the league, so you'd hope he's getting some kind of recognition.
Creed Humphrey's named the first teamer and runner-up. Ragnow gets a mention there, along with Tyler Linderbaum and Aaron Brewer. Right guard, no point in bringing that up. Right tackle, do you think Penei Sewell, I'm asking the people, do you think Penei Sewell deserves to be first team All-Pro right tackle? The answer is he does. He gets named first team All-Pro. Defensively.
Yeah, and what did they say about Lane Johnson with that?
He's taken the throne of best right tackle in the game from Lane Johnson to the Eagles, but it's still close. Sewell is big, athletic, and can move. He can also show off his power in the run game. Defensively, Aiden Hutchinson makes edge rusher, obviously.
Well, despite the fact he didn't even play half the season, and he's one of the edge rushers, I think speaks volumes to how good he was.
And T.J. Watt also there. Defensive tackle. Do you think Aleem McNeil, people, deserves first-team defensive tackle love? He does not get it. Dexter Lawrence and Chris Jones make it. Runner-up, Aleem McNeil. He does get in the runner-up category along with Cam Hayward and Jalen Carter.
I think that's pretty good progress right there.
Linebacker, do you think Jack Campbell makes first team all pro? You think he does?
Well, you don't look pained in the seating position, so I'm guessing he's not.
His list needs to go.
Oh, Doug, that's really unfortunate.
He does not. Fred Warner and Bobby Wagner do. Runner up, no Jack Campbell either. Corner, no Lions corner. Safety, do you think Brian Branch or Kirby Joseph get some love? And the answer to that is yes, they both get some love. Pete Prisco's midseason All-Pro team. Xavier McKinney and Brian Branch are your first-team All-Pro guys. Runner-up, Kirby Joseph, Brandon Jones, and Jesse Bates. And finally, I will tell you that Jack Fox gets the punter spot. So, plenty of Detroit Lion love.
Hopefully that
makes people feel better. Hopefully that makes people feel good.
Well, it's not going to make them feel worse.
Nope.
It's nice to get the recognition halfway through the season. It's only halfway through the season. I don't know if you need to do that, but people like to read the stuff that has
content, baby.
Here's your words.
Kang, do you take any umbrage, or are you pretty cool with all this?
Yeah, I mean, this is kind of like the college football rankings, at this point. It will clear out at the end of the year, and I think awards are always appreciated, but in the end, it doesn't matter. And it's the team sport. Winning championships the biggest thing. So.
Yep. Yep. But it's cool. I mean, look.
It's always cool to be like recognized, I think. But
yeah,
it's not the end of it.
There's plenty of Lions love. I guess the one thing I would ask and wonder is by the end of this year, like, who could crack into a runner-up spot? Like, could Gibbs or Montgomery get a little bit more love at running back? It really feels like that's going to be hard to do because, A, there's two of them, and, B, the running back position is back, baby. It is back.
Well, here's the thing with when we're talking about stuff like this, everybody remembers what you do down the stretch. Nobody remembers what you did in the first half. So yeah. Can players get there? Sure. I think Jahmyr Gibbs, if he continues what he's doing, will absolutely get some consideration. You look at Sam LaPorta. They've hardly used Sam LaPorta to this point, but if they start using him like they did last year, sure, he's there. St. Brown, if he gets used like he was last year, boom, he can be on that list. You know, can one of the corners get there?
Keep going.
If Jack Campbell continues there you go. rack up 13, 14 tackles a game, he will be.
That's right. There you go. All right, let's swing around the NFL with the Y9 Omaha 4 Down Around League Blitz thingy straight ahead on Carson Anderson. We're broadcasting live from the Michigan Association of Broadcasters Career Fair at Ford Field. 97-1 the ticket.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.